You know, it's been fun over the last decade or so keeping up with the DEC Network. We used to know them as the Dallas Entrepreneurial Center. Well, now they're reaching out again and helping mentor a lot of people that have great ideas. And coming up on Tuesday, March 18th, there is the Dallas Collaborative for Capital Access Convening. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but it gets money in the hands of people that could do something interesting with it. Bill Chin knows. He's the CEO of the DEC. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Good to be here.
Hey, so let's talk about this thing that's coming up. I want to catch up on the DEC, but so this is, I understand you're putting together sort of money people. I see JP Morgan Chase and Bank of America, Regions Bank, together with a lot of your entrepreneurs. What's the end game there?
Yeah, so, you know, we've spent a lot of time in the southern sector of Dallas and working with entrepreneurs. And, you know, we hear a lot of them say, look, you know, we've got one of your mentors. We've been through your curriculum, but now I need capital. So we're really trying to answer that question for them. So we've come up with a program that really helps them, puts them in the same room with a lot of those folks that do have capital, and then gives them a mechanism to apply for that money. And, you know, just coming alongside them, helping them a little bit of the paperwork. But it's been great so far.
So give me some examples. What are we talking about? Really small business? I mean, are these people that need help filling out an SBA loan, or are they actually going to get money from some of these financial institutions?
Well, they are, you know, one of the things that people don't really factor in is that there's a lot of folks out there who've got very successful businesses, amazing collateral, really good revenues. We just had one.
Existing business.
I mean, thriving. But frankly, they've been doing it all themselves. I mean, financing themselves. And they could do with debt. They could do with equity. But they don't want to. I mean, first of all, they're busy. Like, hey, I'm running a big business. It's busy. But additionally, you know, they think back 20 years ago and they say, look, you know, my uncle applied for a loan and they didn't give it to him and then they wouldn't tell him why. And it was an embarrassing and time consuming. So there's a little bit of that sort of legacy, you know, which I don't think is fair to banks today. But, you know, that's still haunting a lot of people. So there's a lot of folks out there who the banks would love to loan money to, but it's kind of a marketing campaign. We got to tell them things have changed and we're going to help you. And if the bank turns you down, we're going to ask them why, and then we're going to try and fix that problem so it's not no, it's just not now.
This is an interesting aspect to the DEC that I really wasn't aware of. Years ago, I was on a couple of panels, and they were pitching new concepts. I mean, they'd come up with a new Zoom or some data device or something that would automatically flip waffles, but really sort of interesting ideas. But it seems like you've evolved a little bit now.
Yeah, well, first of all, we need a new Zoom. So, you know, if we do run into that entrepreneur, we're going to encourage that. We've evolved. And I think it's that pattern of the entrepreneurs as they progress. You know, they're hiring a lot of people, but they have different issues. And we've worked with them for a long time. And this capital issue has become probably one of the most prominent things we're dealing with in 2025.
Yeah, it can't have gotten any better at all. In fact, I mean, right now we've got a whole lot of companies, a lot of major companies that have they say, frankly, we have no vision. We just don't know what the rest of the year is going to be. We don't know what the second quarter is going to be like. We certainly don't know what the full year is going to be like. And so we're pulling in our horns.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's it. I mean, cash is king. In uncertain times, cash is king. And so, you know, getting that line of credit, that revolving cash credit line is so important to these businesses. I mean, it's so heartbreaking when you see an otherwise great business that's hiring a lot of people in the part of the city that needs that employment, right? We got parts of the city that we can't find enough qualified candidates, but in the southern part, we've got double-digit unemployment. So they're hiring people in the right places, and their business prospects are fantastic. It's just, you know, they're missing payroll, and it's because these cash flows are hard to manage. But in addition to that, they need the support of banks to sort of even out the time so that they're not missing that payroll. And we've seen it. Great businesses should have gone on to big things, but they fail because they miss a couple of payrolls and the employees, you know, don't have a lot of patience with that.
Well, and scaling a business can be a challenge. And I've seen a lot of mentoring for that. And a lot of business, you know, to their credit, a lot of banks do this, sort of hold classes. I remember during COVID, you know, they're holding classes about, you know, how to fill out forms to try to get, you know, some help getting through COVID. And it just, sometimes it requires an expertise that you just, you don't have.
Well, you know, I remember during COVID, I mean, we spent so much of our time trying to help people get the PPP.
Yeah.
And the banks really try to help. But what we found is one, you're absolutely right, is it the rules would literally shift. I mean, the federal government was trying. It's just that they would realize that they had these blinding gaps in the policy and would sort of reverse engines in midstream. And, you know, even for people who are really experienced in it, it was hard to keep up with. But what we found was that, you know, the folks that had, you know, a neighbor as an accountant, a brother-in-law as an attorney, they were getting it. It's the folks in some of the poorer areas of the city where employment was really key. And, you know, they might have mingled their personal finances in there and their company finances, or they didn't have a payroll clerk. You know, these guys were not qualifying. So it was frustrating to see businesses that, you know, were more prepared to weather the storm, get the money, and businesses that we really needed to survive weren't surviving.
So tell me, what's the state of the startup business here? Bill, there was a time, and I remember when Dex started, they said, you know, this could be the next Silicon Valley, that we've got a lot of people and a lot of great ideas, and, you know, my gosh, Texas Instruments started here, and, you know, this is a great center, telecommunications and other things. What's the startup community like here? Is there any funding for them? Is there any initiative?
Oh, yeah, it's getting better and better. I mean, look that, you know, Dallas is an amazing community. Dallas-Fort Worth is incredible because you've got, I mean, you know, Fort Worth, as you likely know, is the fastest expanding metro in America. You've got all these companies moving here, and the companies are the customers for these entrepreneurs. So we're attracting a lot of attention. We're attracting a lot of money. We're not quite where Austin is yet, but we're growing and we're getting better and better.
So what's the end game for these companies, though? I mean, do they continue as an operating entity? Do they want to have an IP, an initial public offering at some point, or do roll-ups or get absorbed into other companies? Where do they end up?
Yeah, I mean, the exit's the key, right? I mean, you know, one of the first things we talk about with these folks is, like, you know, where's the end game here? I mean, where do you cash out? And you know, that's really critical. I mean, we're trying to build some wealth here. And so, you know, a lot of them do. We've had numerous exits, even an IPO, but mainly it tends to be that they're sold to a larger entity. Again, you know, Dallas has got the best customer base to sell your company to. We have so many Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 companies here. And I'm increasingly, they're realizing internal innovation is really, really hard. So they're buying that by buying up small entities and incorporating them in the larger organization.
So what's the common thread? Who are these companies? Are they electronics companies? Are they financial companies? What, fintech companies? What?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. You know, Dallas, obviously, it's a lot of fintech, right? There's some mobility mixed in. You got a lot of healthcare. So those are really thriving industries here. But we're seeing everything. I mean, you know, this is a great economy. I mean, I know it's been a little bit rough over the last few days, couple weeks, but generally speaking, Dallas has got an incredible economy. So it's red hot. I mean, we're seeing a lot of sales of these small businesses. I mean, as long as you're innovative and you've really got some great ideas, there's definitely a customer base here to sell to.
So have you got any connections with the new startup Texas Stock Exchange or the New York Stock Exchange Texas that is moving down from Chicago? Or for that matter, the NASDAQ is expanding here. I mean, it would seem like there's some, you know, some people you ought to know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we're really excited about, you know, everyone coming to town. It feels like every week we get more good news. I mean, look, if you're going to be in any city in the world and just have $1,000 and not know anyone and have to build a business, you know, I'd say Dallas is going to be in your top five cities to pick from. So we're doing great here.
Bill Chen's the CEO of the DEC. And again, so let's give a pitch. The DCCA, Collaboration for Capital Access, convening Tuesday, March the 18th. You're looking for people to sign up, or are you full?
No, we're getting close to full, but yes, we still have some seats open. We'd love to invite people. I mean, the title's a mouthful. I get that, but it is going to be a great convening.
All right. We wish you great luck with it. Bill Chin's our guest today. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.